Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Marcia Slycord. Marcia is the Communications Director for the Pella Police Department. Marcia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be with you today.
And this week, of course, is National Telecommunicators Week. That's your field. And if you could, tell us a little bit about what telecommunicators do and why it's important to recognize them this week.
Well, I'll first talk about the specific telecommunicators we have that represent the city of Pella. My staff consists of 5 full-time communications specialists here at the police department who answer emergency, non-emergency calls, take care of folks that come up to the window on a regular basis. I'll back up just a tiny bit. They dispatch the emergency responders for a 10-mile radius of Pella, so that would include the fire and ambulance personnel. Again, there are 5 of my staff here, and they're here 24 hours, 7 days a week. So when some of you are nestled in your beds, we have fine folks here that are ready to answer emergency calls or any type of calls all the time. The importance of thanking them is the fact that these folks are behind the scenes all the time. Quite often, what they do, their duty, is forgotten. It's a presumption that the fire department just shows up at a fire, or the police officer just shows up at a domestic abuse call. But what we want to remind the folks and citizens is that there's someone in the middle that takes that call. The calm, reassuring person on the other end are the ones that are hidden, and again, behind the scenes. So it's important for us to remember them and recognize them this week.
What are, as you said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, behind the scenes, what are some of the challenges of this position, and again, and some of the rewards, too?
The biggest challenge is answering the phone, and that is primarily their day. But answering those calls, they are not immune from a family member being involved in an accident or a serious situation. I guess speaking from experience and on my part is you're not immune from taking the calls from people you know. And we experience that a lot because we are a small community. So that's probably the biggest challenge is that we're taking calls from people that we actually know and work with and meet in the grocery store on a regular basis. My people try to stay calm and be that reassuring calm that they're going to get help there right away. So that's probably one of the biggest challenges. The rewards are that we as the Pella Police Department have high expectations of our staff. And that staff has a passion to provide help to someone in need. So the reward is it's maybe not as serious when the officer gets there as what we had first thought. So the reward is getting someone help. Incomplete 911 calls, as I worked communications center in the last couple weeks because of shortage of personnel, incomplete 911 phone calls. We get them from small children. And what I found the most rewarding in that sense was the parent was very apologetic that it had even happened. But the reward to me was that there was nothing wrong on the other end. Those things concern us. But actually the reward is having such a great position with the city of Pella.
Is it necessary to have a sort of heightened sense of, I don't know if alarm is the right word, but to that heightened sense of awareness when every call comes in, be it 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock at night, every call could be perhaps a life and death matter. What's that like to handle?
If you would ask my staff, they would say that is probably the hardest part, is you never know what's on the other end. And that's why it takes a unique person to fill that position and answer that call the same way every time, but yet know how to glean the information that they need to react in the way that they need to. react in a calm, reassuring way that help is going to be there. As we do dispatch for a 10-mile radius, the caller will indicate, why is it taking so long for someone to get here? Why is it taking so long? And it feels just as long when we're on that phone as well. So it just seems like a long time, but we try to stay on the phone and be that reassuring, that foundation for not only the caller, for the emergency responders to glean the information they need to, for them to respond in the correct way.
Sure. So I have to imagine then, as we talk about some, you know, taking a call like that, it's got to be really difficult to sit, as you said, to sit there and wait on the other end of the phone and to have, hopefully, in many cases, a positive result from a phone call like this. That has to be an incredible relief when that happens, when you finally get word back from a scene of whatever's happening that everything's okay.
The first reassuring thing is that the law enforcement or the emergency responder gets to the residence. That's probably the first bit of sigh of relief that we have, especially on the long duration calls. A lot of times as we're trying, again, to glean that information, we'll often have callers get frustrated with us because what seems to be a dumb question to them is very important to us. I've been here several years and have transitioned into where addresses used to be Rural Route 2, Box 4, and now we have 911 addresses. However, we'd still like to have directions to the house, or what color is your house? Do you have the front door unlocked? Is there anybody that can go out to the end of the driveway and motion the emergency responders in? This all is an education process. The questions that the communications person is asking are all important questions. We're not just trying to keep you on the phone. If it's a medical situation, we want an update on the patient. You know, if they were not breathing, now they are breathing. So we can relay that information to those that are responding. So my education and my request is that people stay on the phone, callers just stay on the phone with my folks. As well, they may have to take another emergency call and put you on hold for a little while, but know that their passion is to get the help that you need.
All right, great. Anything else you'd like to share with folks?
I just want to thank the citizens of Pella for giving us the opportunity. We have a very nice building to work out of as well. We have equipment, and I appreciate their support on an ongoing basis. Again, just stay on the phone with my people. And I know this comes up recent. As I've been working communications for the past couple weeks, it heightened my awareness once again that they are a very integral part of the city of Pella and the Pella Police Department. And I just want to thank everybody for their support.
Right. Marcia, thanks so much for taking some time today.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.